Speaking about excited, I'll tell you what. If you go to Fort Lauderdale Dillard and you play football for the Panthers, you have to be just over the moon for the talent, the enthusiasm, what lies ahead, opening things up next Friday in part of that Broward County Showcase. And somebody who's come in and just done an awesome job and just elevated the program. It's his alma mater. A lot of experience is Coach Tyler Tate, and he's kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Not a problem, man. Not a problem. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Well, you deserve it. Your team deserves it. The spotlight, obviously, this year, you came so close. You made a lot of strides, got into the playoffs last year. Is there a motto or a theme this year around your campus? Do you have a saying like unfinished business? What would be the battle cry this year at Dillard?
Oh, our motto right now going into this year is 1 week at a time. Okay. Focus on what's in front of you. We're going 1 week at a time.
Right. You've had the pleasure of coaching some really good football players in your time at Chaminade, at Dillard. Talk about what it takes to be a total high school football player, not just somebody who could tackle or somebody who could, you know, catch the ball or throw the ball, but somebody who gets it done in the classroom, also gets it done in the community. Talk about that, because I know you, that's what you're all about. You're a disciplined coach who wants his student athletes to be known for more than just what they do on the football field.
Man, absolutely. You know, it's a lot of coaches who've got different philosophies and things they believe in, but I'm real big on what's best for the kids and trying to develop these kids as young men going forward to adulthood. So I pay a big amount of attention to that, and I always try to teach them certain things that, you know, they're going to have to understand as men and that they're going to have to develop to, you know, be good husbands and fathers and community leaders going forward. So I've had a lot of success with some of my young men in the community, in the classroom, on and off the field. And I'm very proud of what I've been able to accomplish so far.
Right. And you've had a lot of role models in your life. I mean, especially in the community. Dillard's a very special school in the fact that the bond, and I go to the homecoming games a lot, and I always, the thing that makes me smile the most is when they announce all the graduating years and they have them back through the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. Talk about that, because to me, that's tradition. That's something that they keep coming back. They keep giving back to the program. I know that a few years ago, a lot of them would come up with some pregame meals or shirts or something that would, you know, enhance the team. Talk about that community involvement, because I don't think anybody really understands how close-knit the community around Dillard and Sunrise and that area is.
Oh, we have a major community involvement. We have a lot of alumni who's big in the city council and things like that, who I still communicate with, who give back to the program and help us in many ways. Our alumni arms reach very long, so I'm very happy to be a Dillard High School alumni. They come out every year in support, no matter how the season is going, and we have the best homecoming festivities in the county. So we really love being around each other. We always come back together, and the football season is the big time for all of us to reunite.
Right. And I was at your spring game, and I was thrilled because I covered Isaac Bruce. I covered Lorenzo White, and they were your honorary coaches. And I'll tell you what, looks like Isaac could still strap it on a little bit. you know, talk about that, because these kids, while they never really watched Isaac or Lorenzo play, these are two icons that they've heard a lot. I'm sure their families and the parents have talked about them. What was it like for the kids, you know, to actually be that close to them and you know, hear what they had to say, not just about football, but life in general?
Man, it was amazing, man. I loved everything about our spring game. First of all, just for in the squad spring game, we had an amazing turnout. I mean, packed out. And then for me to be able to get a college Hall of Famer in Lorenzo White and an NFL Hall of Famer in Isaac Bruce to come out and be honorary coaches. And the biggest thing is being relatable from the standpoint of there are two men who also came from the same school and walked the same hallways, and they've been highly successful in their sport and in their community. And just knowing right. that, you know, they were talking to them about, you know, them being able to make the right decisions and do the same thing that they're doing. So sometimes you don't always get to touch Hall of Famers. You know, sometimes sure. you think it's so far away. But for them to come out, be personable, and talk to our young men and just show them that, you know, I went to Dillard too, and you can do the same things I'm doing. But this was the most amazing spring that I've ever been a part of from start to finish, man. I loved everything about it.
No doubt. Before we let you go, Coach, talk about the expectations this year. I know you guys have worked extremely hard. You set the table last year. Talent level's really, really good. The kids have worked hard. Talk about the expectations for this year. I know it's one game at a time, but let's say you open up next week and at that Classic, and talk about what you expect out of this team.
Man, I expect this team to win it all. You know, I expect this team to win every game that's on the schedule. You know, that's the expectations. I think we have the athletes to do it. I think we have the coaches to do it. And I'm excited about this season. And I want to see how we come out and we respond. But as far as our expectations, I expect to win every game we play.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. I know this is a busy week for you, a busy couple weeks. As always, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. And we'll catch up with you really soon.
Thank you, man. I definitely appreciate it.
Anytime. Head coach Tyler Tate from Fort Lauderdale's Dillard High School, a program that everybody's watching. You know, came close last year, almost beat St. Thomas Aquinas, still in that same district. It's going to be interesting. They had an awesome off season. They have a lot of talent. I'm anxious to watch this. It's going to be pretty decent. You know, we use technology every day. It helps us get things done much faster. And now it can help you buy a used car. Shop for your next vehicle at AutoNation.com. You'll see thousands of one-price pre-owned vehicles online right now. All your favorite makes and models, Fords, Chevys, Hondas, Toyotas, and more. Even luxury vehicles. All quality inspected, all priced to sell with no hassle. Plus, AutoNation wants to buy your car, even if you don't buy one from them. They're paying top dollar right now, so get paid on the spot and deposit the check right away. Go to AutoNation next to you or theautonation.com today. It's just that easy. What drives you drives us at AutoNation.com. And also a sponsor that has propelled us year-round, great people, and certainly getting us into the high school football season, also the college football season, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institutes. I'll tell you what, they're experts in treating athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.